We are on the precipice of NFL week one action. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DFS Army Fantasy Football Show. We're here. We're excited. Of course, I'm here with my guys, Flex Matt and Mike Dickinson. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a good one for you. Matthew, what's going on, brother?
Oh, yes. I don't know if you saw me, but I was signaling some play calls from the side there. I don't know if you've seen the meme of the college players on the sidelines there, but we are here week one flex plays, baby. Some easy flex plays to win and dominate your week one. I am doing great. Michael Dickinson, how are you?
What's going on, boys? It's week one. I took an L on Thursday night, but I'm ready to bounce back.
Okay, for all my Amon-Ra St. Brown wide receiver one truthers out there, let's go, baby. Good start to the season. Good start to the season. Of course, where do we hail, gentlemen? We hail from DFSArmy.com. And listen, guys, I know I'm kind of a broken record on this show. I talk about it every single week, how we have members that are winning real life-changing money. And just this week, the first game of the season, one of our members split the showdown. It was $1 million to first, but it was, I think it split like 10 ways. Dude made a quick 100K just like that. Go over to DFSArmy.com, DFSArmy.com. And guess what, guys? We still have our 15% savings off of any VIP, Core 4, or NFL-only memberships with code NFL23, NFL23. If you're lazy, go to the link in the show description below. Matt, we got to talk about week one or game one. Kansas City versus the Detroit Lions. The Lions came in. They took advantage. They crushed it. How are you feeling about the first game, Matt?
Oh, great. Yeah. So I just want to say hello to the people commenting in. Hey, this is a very fluid show. Like, we want comments. We love it. We love it. So Jen, Brandon, good morning. Wherever you are in the world, we got our Brandon is in Tokyo. He might slide up in here right now, which is like midnight over there, but let's talk about week one. As Mike said, he took an L. I was a part of that. B-Ollie's here. B-Ollie, what's going on, brother? Mike took an L. I feel partly responsible for the L that Mike took. We were deciding between P. Ryan and Kadarius Toney, and it was clearly Kadarius Toney. That was clearly the answer.
We clearly asked the wrong question then if Kadarius Toney was the answer.
Okay, he was the answer. The floor fell out from him, okay? It was tough to know exactly what was going to happen. It was tough to see the Chiefs. They struggle when they have – it seems like they have nobody. They've got guys, but they don't seem to – they seem to over-scheme, I think, is what the Chiefs do. You know, Andy Reid's – you could see Andy Reid just toiling in his mind about what the heck's going on here. Patrick Mahomes spreads the ball to seven guys. Nobody has a clue what's going on. It just feels a little dirty. So P. Ryan maybe should have been the play. Better floor. Kadarius Toney, floor fell out. But I want to say two things. One, we told you to draft Amon-Ra in the first or the second round in home leagues. That is going to pan out really well for us. Not just because Amon-Ra is awesome, but his floor is what happened on Thursday. His floor, 6-7 catches, 72 yards and a touchdown. And that's what you want in the first round. You just don't want to blow your first round, right? That's what we've always been talking about here. You just don't want to blow your first round. So was it dead sexy? Was it over 25 points? No, it wasn't. But Amon-Ra is going to win you championships because that's his floor. That's what he's going to do. Now, Brandon told you to draft Jahmyr Gibbs wherever you could. In high stakes, he was going in the second round of FFPC high stakes drafts. I saw him coming out as late as last night. Even after game one has been played, Kelsey still went four. Jahmyr Gibbs went 2.11, which I think is crazy because I think that that's going to be the same share all year. Tell me why I'm wrong about that, Shane.
No. I just think that I was the guy who came on just last week talking about how David Montgomery has the opportunity to outscore Jahmyr Gibbs in full PPR leagues this year. So I'm on that bandwagon that it's going to be a bit of a committee. Obviously, as the season goes on, as the coaching staff gets a little bit more trust in Jahmyr Gibbs, he's going to continue to produce. I think Jahmyr Gibbs has that opportunity to put up a 35-point burger, like just a monster in your lineup. And that's why he was going so high in these high stakes or these really sharp drafts. But if you just watched him, for those of us who watched the game, like, he passed the eye test, right? He just looked good with the ball in his hand. David Montgomery, he kind of is who we thought he was, right? What did he get, like 21 carries? He is who we thought he was. He's going to be very, very much touchdown dependent. He's not going to play a big role in the passing game. And in our PPR leagues, like, that's what's going to get us points. But overall, for those of you who have Jahmyr Gibbs on your fantasy teams, like, do not despair. He's going to have better weeks. This was the first week. It's not usual where, you know, a rookie running back, like, you know, remember Kareem Hunt's just electric week one game, right? That's not common. So have patience with Jahmyr Gibbs. He's going to get the usage. But to your bigger question, Matt, when Travis Kelce is not in the lineup for the Chiefs, who knows where the hell the ball is going to go? The thing is, though, to expect that Kadarius Toney, who typically struggles with injury, who hasn't really practiced with the team for the last month, is going to come out and just shine, yeah, I think that was wishful thinking.
We didn't think he was going to shine, but, I mean, he had just as much opportunity as anybody else there. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, I think that Brandon McBroom comments here, Gibbs was fast and quick as hell. He was 100%. You could tell that he has it, and he didn't shy away from contact. Once he got to that second level, he was ready to eat some contact up there, right, in his mouth. And that's what I didn't like. I just feel like the Lions wanted a change of pace back. I just don't think they're going to get – I think he's going to break away in some of these runs, but I think it's going to be 74 yards and a touchdown of Montgomery every single week. If they can have it their way, that's real football. But, Mike, when we were debating between P. Ryan and Toney, first of all, that's because of the nice, good leagues we play in. Those are the options we have at Flex, okay? So P. Ryan and Toney are, but you didn't have a clue what was going to happen there in the offense. The under, which the money was not on the under, I don't think. The money was on the over, if I'm correct on that. It was not. The Lions are a much better team than I think that everyone really gives them credit for. Coming out with a week one win, they got rookie starters on defense, rookie starters on offense, missing a key piece of their offense. Don't know exactly what Jahmyr Gibbs is, and they came out and beat the former Super Bowl champions 21-20. I mean, what a week, Mike. So, I mean, how upset are you about – I mean, Toney could have also scored three touchdowns in that game too. I mean, we just didn't know.
No, yeah, he wasn't going to score three touchdowns.
Well,
go ahead, Mike.
It was a higher stakes league where I had him as a flex play, and it was kind of one of those where I was that game was a mess. It was kind of one of those where I was shooting for. I typically take the stable floor, and in this situation, I took the ceiling. I think it could have been one of those. If he had caught those two balls that he just straight up dropped, I think it would have changed Mahomes' confidence in him. It could have changed the trajectory of the whole night for him. And you know, the one that went off his hands, that was a pick six. He could have taken that to the house. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different ways that thing could cut. But I think that your analysis of what went on with KC, Kelce opens up the offense for everybody else. And I think it all has to funnel through Kelce. He'll be back next week. They got 10 days till their next game. CEH looked absolutely awful. I don't know if you saw that cut up of there was a hole you could drive a truck through, and he's running right behind his guard and his tackle. It was an absolute mess. You know, but KC was also missing two big pieces on the defensive line as well. Chris Jones is holding out, and then they had one of their interior D linemen was suspended six games. So it was once I heard about the suspension, it became obvious that Montgomery was going to be the workhorse there. And why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't you keep Mahomes on the sideline as long as you can?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I you know, the offensive line and the defensive line for the Lions are built to be there when you need them. It was really, really good for Montgomery, man. He was getting 6 to 7 yards of carry. I'm like, oh, wow, Jahmyr Gibbs truthers are going down the barrel right now. I was like, I could just feel the tilt of the fantasy community watching our faith in Jahmyr Gibbs just dwindle away here. But you're right. We got comments in here. It was the best Thursday night game in a long time. I think so, too. We were all hyped on it. I had a bunch of fresh bets on it. But I think to your credit, Mike, the what I have to say about the Chiefs running back and Pacheco, I think we're going to play that down the line here in our flex plays. I got a correlation here for us in the flex plays. But, Shane, let's also talk about, again, it goes to be not understated, but the DFS Army mob out there winning take. I mean, 100 grand on the very first Thursday night slate. And here's the thing. Geek is not an idiot. You know, these guys, they're optimizers, their weekly stuff. They are absolutely winning money. And all the sharp players that you think you know, they're not out there posting their wins because they ain't got them. Okay, they're fishing for one big one over a couple years, which congratulations for that. DFS Army turns average fantasy football players into big time winners. And go out there. What's the code again, Shane?
NFL23.
I'm
glad you brought that up, Matt, because like our flagship tool over at dfsarmy.com is, of course, a domination station optimizer. That's if, you know, if you want to go in, you want to plug in, and you can customize it as much or as little as you want. And it's going to plug out lineups, whether you're doing only a few contests, whether you're doing max entry at a lot of these different contests. We have the tools for you. Now, my personal favorite tool, Matt, because, you know, I play in a lot of fantasy leagues. We have a lot of these tough start sit decisions. And we have a matchup tool. So it basically breaks down every single player. It talks about the usage percentage, your snap percentage, your rush percentage, your target percentage, your defense versus a position player. It shows your percent ownerships, right? So obviously, this is geared towards the DFS play. But by understanding where the DFS money markets are going to be going, it'll help give you a general understanding of, okay, these are the players that I want to be playing in my flex plays. I mean, our guy Alan Sezlowski says it all the time. Especially in our deep dynasty leagues where you're starting sometimes three flexes, that third flex, man, it's going to be filthy. It's going to be nasty. And these 1 week starters that we identify in the DFS game is what's really going to make the difference. So go check it out now. Again, guys, the NFL 23 currently is 15% off for the membership. I'm being told after this weekend, it's going to go down to 10%. So just a week ago, it was 25. You got to get in now. You got to win some money now. There's still plenty of time to set your lineups. So, gentlemen, I think it's time. I think it's time that we got to start talking about our weekly flex plays. Let's get into it.
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy, my rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese, my good time boy.
Right. I love that.
We should comment on Brandon McBroom's flex option first. He says it's between Deontay Johnson, who he has in there now, and Jordan Addison. And I was looking at some flex or options on the slate, as you mentioned, just to kind of check, Madison is actually the only favorite to score a touchdown in this game this week. I would just say Deontay Johnson's a ride or die for you in the flex. Mike, you agree?
100%.
100%. All right, flex play. Yeah. Number one, Shane, what do you got for us this week? Let's get it. It's steamy.
It's steamy, and baby, it's probably pretty chalky. But this guy was going as the wide receiver 40 drafted off the board. A lot of you gave him a lot of hate. A lot of you wouldn't give him the time of day. But this week, baby, I'm riding or dieting with Cortland Sutton going in my flex spot. He's going against Las Vegas. And when you look at just the overall general game slate, Matt, like I see there's a few high scoring games. You got Miami versus the Chargers. It's a 50.5 over under. Cincinnati versus Cleveland at 47.5. But after that, it's not a lot of high scoring affairs. Vegas is pretty tepid right now. They think they're early in the season. Defenses are going to win. Offenses are going to look a little bit rusty. But the Denver team versus Las Vegas, it's a 43.5 over under. And here's the thing. As of right now, Jerry Jeudy was practicing in a limited fashion throughout the week, right? He's listed officially as questionable, but when he suffered that original hamstring injury, the belief was that he was going to miss upwards of 3 weeks into the season. So I'm not really a believer that Jerry Jeudy is going to come in. We love Marvin Mims. We're a very pro Marvin Mims show over here at the DFS Army, but Cortland Sutton, he's that guy. And right now, the DFS Army market ownership is looking at 9.4%. And I think that's a decent little mark there. So I like Cortland Sutton this week, especially, you know, we look at where he's projected. We also have a cornerback wide receiver matchup tool on the website. And right now he's being projected to start against the fourth round rookie, Jacorian Bennett. You wonder who the hell that is? Exactly. He's a fourth round rookie this year. Jacorian Bennett's 5'11". Of course, Cortland Sutton, he's a monster at 6'3". And a lot of the feedback coming out of training camp is that he's actually lost weight and he's looking quicker. Right. We always caution, be careful what you see out of training camps, but that drumbeat was positive. He's getting a lot of positive feedback. And if anybody believes that Russell Wilson isn't just an absolute cliff guy and he still has a little bit left in the tank this year, Courtland Sutton this week, get her.
Mike, what do you think about Courtland Sutton this week?
I love him.
Ooh, I love it.
What a nice, easy thing. Brandon McBroom talked about, does it? He doesn't have Mims, but he thinks he would be a good flex play. We're basically telling you we like Courtland Sutton. We also kind of like Mims. We definitely like Mims, but we just don't know exactly what's going to happen with Judy. I mean, I would just say Courtland Sutton is very safe this week in the flex. Now, there's a lot of really nice division games going on this week and games that I trust you. Teams don't want to start off an L in interdivision games. I like the guys in those games. You know, I'm somewhat fading, at least in my lineups, guys that are not in games. Still like a couple guys. You'll hear one from me coming up here. But interdivision games this week in primetime plays. Michael Dickinson, your first play.
My first play is is actually I'm going running back. So what I like to do in my flex plays a lot is I like to take the guys where I know that they're going to see volume. So there's not a lot of guaranteed volume RBs in the league right now, but there is one that looks like it's pretty locked and loaded this week. That's down in New Orleans. My first flex play is Jamal Williams. So we obviously know Kamara is out. He suspended the first three games. Kendre Miller looked like he was going to fill in for him, but he's been on the injury report. He's been on and off the injury report all of camp. He had the knee issue coming out of college. He's been on and off with a hamstring issue. You know, we've seen Williams do it. We saw Williams do it last year. He was getting touches. He's very effective in the red zone. He's very effective inside the five yard line. He had 17 touchdowns last year. I mean, New Orleans made him a priority pickup for a reason. I think that knowing that he's going to be the only running back on the field most of the time, yeah, he'll probably get 80 to 85% of the snaps. Where you drafted him, he was going as RB 36. He was around pick 100. So somebody that you got that low, that inexpensively, you know, eighth, ninth, 10th round, depending on who you drafted with and where you drafted and when you drafted. I think that's the prime example of a flex play. You didn't draft him to be your RB2, but you drafted him to be in that mix every single week. So when you know he's going to get that volume, he's going to get the opportunity, and he's proven that he can produce, I'm great with that in a flex spot.
Oh, yes. Shane, what do you think?
Well, so I like it. I mean, I actually have Jamal Williams as one of my flex plays too. Of course, you know, we shot it to Mike. We love when there's consensus, right? And then, of course, when you go over to our tools, one of our core plays is Jamal Williams over at dfsarmy.com. So overall, I think DeMarco is very, very bullish on him. And then you just have to look at the freaking depth chart at the running back position. You got Eno Benjamin and Adam Prentice. I don't even know who the hell Adam Prentice is in that depth chart. So it's going to look pretty nasty at New Orleans. And I think that's a pretty solid play. I think gentlemen, from a strategic perspective, and this is something that we talk about all the time, is when you're looking at, say, Jamal Williams, who is being projected as he's going to be a workhorse this week, versus a player like a Courtland Sutton, who, again, probably going to be the lead wide receiver in his group in a full PPR league. Are you guys going to generally defer to those PPR points, even if they're not going to get the touchdown? Or are you more inclined to play the Jamal Williams, who probably has a much higher touchdown prop than a player like Courtland Sutton? Mike?
Well, Mike. Okay, good. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
For me, it depends on what I'm looking at in the rest of my lineup. If I am very comfortable with my floor, if I'm comfortable in my matchup and I'm comfortable with what I'm looking at, I'm probably going to go Williams. Take the floor, take the 75 and the touchdown, you know, take the 13, 14 points. But if I want that ceiling, if I think I need somebody who could pop off, who could give me 25 points, then I'm probably going to go the receiver. Typically in my flex plays, I like the safety of the floor.
Mike basically said that he is he's baseline. See, Mike and me, right? I'm way up here. Mike's way down here. Kind of, you know, I like to be crazy with it. That's why I voted for Tony. I like to shoot for the guy that's going to give me a potential 2 touchdown. I don't like to shoot for a guy that's going to give me an even 6 points out there. Like, no matter what the matchup is, the flex for me is always an opportunity for me to get an edge on my matchup, not an opportunity for me to put, you know, put a freaking Toll House cookie in the oven and you know what you're going to get every time. Like, that's not what I'd say, but I want to say this. The comments are crazy right now, okay? Yeah. We got this. The Judy is out on him, on Judy, and Jen was sad about Christian Watson being out, and then Ashley says, with Watson's out, do we need Holmes to stop it? I can't help myself. The comments are crazy in here, and we love it. We love it. Thank you. So my first flex play on the week is Michael Pittman, okay?
Ooh.
Absolutely nobody – hold on, Bialy. We'll get to that. Absolutely nobody wants to play Michael Pittman at all this year. That's why he was drafted in so late. My favorite take by J.J. Zacharyson is we're going to definitely draft him if he gets past a certain point. And I feel like Drake London fell late. Also, Michael Pittman kind of really continued to kind of fall. Not because you didn't like Michael Pittman, but because guys like Zay Flowers, you know, people started loving Zay Flowers. So just continued to push down Michael Pittman. But let me read you his stat line from last year's Jacksonville game. Now, he didn't play week 2 against Jacksonville, but later in the season against Jacksonville, 16 targets, 13 receptions for 134 yards, no touchdown. Okay, so obviously with Anthony Richardson, what's going to come down is probably the actual catchable targets, right? So maybe he might still get 16 targets, but he's probably only catching 7 of them. But he's the only thing in that offense. I mean, and it's going to go to him. Read option is designated to key in on one receiver. That's going to be Michael Pittman. I say you got to play him this week. In a decent favorable matchup for the defense, I don't know what's going to happen. Again, just like Kadarius Toney, it might fall out, but you like Michael Pittman for that floor as well because he is the de facto number one. The comments are still going crazy, but let's get to Bialy here. Zay Flowers or Brandon Cooks this week, Mike? Since you're the wet blanket, we'll go ahead and give it to you first.
Give me Zay Flowers.
Okay, he's all of a sudden he just wanted to get spicy with it. Okay, Shane, you like Zay Flowers or Brandon Cooks?
Oh man, this one's I think closer than we'd like to think. Again, being a little bit risk averse, I'm probably going to lean Brandon Cooks in this case. However, it's one of the earlier games. I mean, you look at the Baltimore game; it's a 43.5 over under. Baltimore's favored 26.5 points versus the 17 points for Houston. Like, Vegas is not like Houston this week for good reason. And we saw that Odell Beckham was questionable. I believe it was with the ankle injury, but he seems to be pretty good this week. It's really what it's going to come down to if Mark Andrews plays or not. If Mark Andrews plays, I'm definitely going to be playing Brandon Cooks. But if Mark Andrews is out, that's going to create a lot of opportunity in that passing game. In that case, I would probably lean towards Zay Flowers. So luckily for you, this is one of the early games, and you'll be able to see this. But I'm going to put the contingency on that.
Okay, well, I'm going Cooks 110,000% just because, again, you got this divisional matchup that the teams both need to win. I'm not going to put out that there's a 40-40 game, 80-point over-under against the Cowboys and the Giants. I don't care what's going on. None of those guys want to lose that game. So I'm going to go Brandon Cooks. Cliff goes Ritter or Jimmy G here. That's stinky.
Oh, God.
That's really nasty. Stinky. But I probably would go Jimmy G. I mean, I can't do Ritter. Are you kidding me?
No.
You can't play Ritter. I'm not – maybe not week one. It's, you know, anyway. Brandon McBroom says Aaron Jones is your RB3. He says that's a smash in the flex. How did
Absolutely.
You know that that wasn't our play here, Brandon McBroom? You're stealing one of ours. But Shane, second flex play. We're going to give you a core 6. Then we're going to run through a rapid fire segment here near the end. So.
Okay, so I'm going to cheat a little bit here, boys. And we talked about this. I got roasted before the show on this, and I don't care. I don't care, Matt. I don't care. if you are in a position where you have a George Kittle questionable to quad, Mark Andrews questionable to quad, Darren Waller questionable to hamstring, Travis Kelce already ruled out, game happened, it's in the past, and you need to stream a tight end this week, a guy that I'm really leaning towards is one Hayden Hurst going up against Atlanta this week. I know we don't like it, but here's the thing.
If you're listening to the podcast, but Mike just gave a look of pure disgust the second.
Pure and utter disgust, which I absolutely love. And that's how I know I'm onto something when Mike gives me that wet blanket take there. So here's the thing, right? Atlanta, currently projected to be the 29th ranked team going up against the tight end position. DJ Chark has already been ruled out, and Adam Thielen, the old man, is questionable, okay? Tell me if you've heard this story before. And the thing that I like the most is that a friend of the show, Cody Carpentier, he's currently at Roster Watch. He was at training camp, and he was saying that Bryce Young's number one target in training camp, the absolute dog of training camp, was Hayden Hurst. The reason we do all this research in the offseason, the reason we follow who we do, these trusted sources, is so that when we're into these positions, we can make those tough decisions, okay? So listen, I am never, unless it's a tight end premium, you got a couple studs in your dynasty leagues, I'm never going to suggest you play a tight end, especially a fringe tight end, in the flex position. But when you're looking in week one, baby, life comes at you fast, and you're already trying to flex and find a streaming tight end, a guy like Hayden Hurst, you can do a hell of a lot worse. He's got a defined role in the offense. Is this finally the year for him? We're going to find out.
Well, I would just like to say one thing. Josh Patterson, I haven't seen a comment come through from you ever, if I'm being correct. But thank you for tuning in, and thank you for the comment. Raheem Mostert and Jamal Williams being the horses this week for the teams. Are they smashes? Absolutely, yes. We're running Mostert in every lineup that we can. See, that's the thing. Mostert wasn't a guy, like, he could be a flex play, but I was roasting you, Shane, for a lot of things before this podcast went.
For just life in general.
But just life. But basically, I was saying that some of these guys like Mostert are too easy. I mean, you know, you didn't draft him to be your, but he's number one RB. Like this week, I think I'm not saying that he's going to be number one RB. I'm just saying, like, you're putting him in the RB slot. You're not even putting him in the flex slot this week. But Shane, Hayden Hurst, I love him. I'm a big fan. Adam Thielen, if he's out, I mean, it's gotta go Hayden Hurst's way. We've been talking about this. Josh Patterson says, yes, sir. Manubi to y'all's channel. You gentlemen are awesome. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Stick around. Give us a follow, a like. We like this. We're going to be doing this all year. So stick around, my friend. But here's the thing. We've always talked about this, is that tight ends are a rookie QB's favorite option. Absolutely, yeah. Favorite option. Tight ends for rookie QBs. We love it. Bryce made subpar tight ends at Alabama look good. Okay. Drafted in the third round, fourth round, or whatever it was, by San Francisco, wherever it was. So I like that play. Michael Dickinson, your second one of the six here. We're almost over with the six, and we're going rapid fire. This is how we do it.
Oh my gosh, we're almost over with the six. All right, so my second one is also kind of gross, kind of disgusting, kind of boring, but he's going to get you what you need. He's going to take you there. He's going to deliver you the W, put you over the top. That is one Brian Robinson from the Washington. What are they now? The Generals?
Commandos.
The Commandos. I don't know what they are. It doesn't matter. They're irrelevant, except for your flex spot this week with Brian Robinson. You look at who they're going up against. They might as well be going up against Saginaw State. They're actually going up against the Arizona Cardinals. But the Cardinals are in the Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr. competition right now. They're playing – I think they're playing for 2027 when they've moved on from Jonathan Gannon. He is the most uninspiring human being I've ever seen in my entire life. We had him for years in Philadelphia. I was pissed about the Super Bowl. All of Philadelphia was pissed about the Super Bowl. He actually he interviewed for that job while I think in the off week. He did it the wrong way, completely distracted. Doesn't seem like a guy who can inspire any sort of leadership. I think you saw those videos where he was asking if the guys took the bus or if they drove. Like it was an absolute
fire
joke.
In your gut?
Yeah, I was waiting for Ashton Kutcher to pop out and tell the whole team that they were punked. It was just absolutely terrible. So that said, Eric Bieniemy has a lot to prove. Ron Rivera has a lot to prove. They've hitched their wagon to Sam Howell. They got issues with, they've got injury issues with McLaurin. I think we're going to talk about Dotson in a minute, but I really like Robinson to carry the workload. I see him, you know, 18 to 23 carries, a couple pass targets. He's a year removed from the gunshot injury. You don't love the yards per carry, but you look at the volume, you look at the touchdown opportunity, and I think that he's, I think he's a really solid safe play, a really solid flex play this week.
Oh, yes, everybody. I love it, too. Hey, we're going to go rapid fire. Hey, everybody in the chat, we got a lot of you guys listening in right now. We're going to go rapid fire here in just a little bit. Get your questions ready. We got a bunch here. Stay tuned because we're going to answer all these, okay? I'm not going to put them on right now. I'm going to wait for the rapid fire. Get them in there because I'm going to put them up here. We're going to go through to end this podcast. Mike. Is that two RBs in the flex for you on the flex plays this week? Jamal Williams and Robinson, right?
Yep. My rapid fire flex plays are wide receivers.
Wait, but... okay. I thought you were gonna unveil them, right?
No. Yeah, no. I had a bunch to choose from, but like from a philosophical standpoint, I like the volume, and this is a Bob Harris rule of flexology, is take the touches in your flex spot. Jamal Williams is getting touches. Brian Robinson game script is going to dictate that he gets touches just because they're, I mean, the over under on that game is 38, I think. And Washington is 7-point favorites. It's going to be, Washington's going to control that game. They're going to run the ball a lot. Game script is going to favor the running game. So I like that for him.
Smash the like button. Brandon McBroom says to everybody, smash that like button if you're in here.
Do it.
Now, I'll put up Ashley's comment here. Gibson gets no love, Mike. What do you think to that real quick, since you picked Brian Robinson here?
I mean, I think that Gibson has opportunity, but as far as like the safe floor, we're talking about flex plays. We're talking about guys you drafted inexpensively. So you look at where, let me pull up ADP here. You look at where Brian Robinson slotted in.
AG is going right around pick 100 overall. He's still considered flex.
Now they went back to back in a lot of the drafts. Right when one went, the other one went, and it's a 50-50 here. We don't know what's going on, but the definitive volume play, like you just said, Mike, who's going to get the most volume coming out of there? I think it's the guy that's going to touch the ball the most. I think that's got to be Brian Robinson.
And chances are you don't have both of them. So if you have Antonio Gibson, play him. If you have Brian Robinson, play him. I'm saying for our purposes today, I put Brian Robinson out there, but I would endorse Antonio Gibson as well. You probably don't have both of them.
Boom. Okay, my second flex play. Before we go rapid fire here, is not a one that you love, okay? It's not one you love. This guy was getting drafted in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th round, somewhere in there, because you had to, okay? But Chris Godwin this week in the flex. Now, I was listening.
Can I just say something? Pause for a sec, okay? Can I just say something?
I get a pause on the Chris Godwin.
Okay, just pause for a second. Matt roasted me for Courtland Sutton being a chalky player, and he's gone with Michael Pittman, and then this. It's like, I don't understand, Matt.
You
got to put your money where your mouth is.
I had to put some chalk in there before Chris Godwin fire. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans is clearly not getting a deal. The team basically said, you gave us 1,000 yards a season every single season. We won a Super Bowl. We're just going to go ahead and hit the rebuild button. Godwin is guaranteed the person to get some love. Mike Evans, we'll send you deep. We'll see what's going on. I don't know what to say. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, I really don't know. Don't care. I'm going to shoot on one of them. That's, you know, we're just going to go Godwin. And that's it. So we're going to get ready for our rapid fire flex plays. To start, I'm going to get through some of these comments right here. I want an answer from all of you. And just a quick. So Jen, right here, is Thielen going to make it this week? ? Or Quentin Johnston? That's third flex options here. So Thielen, is he going to make it? Who knows? I would just probably, I mean, Thielen's deep enough down there to where I think at this point, I don't know, Quentin Johnston probably here. What do you think?
I would play Quentin Johnston.
Okay, Shane, go ahead. If Thielen's in, do you play Thielen?
Jen, do you have anybody else? Do you have anybody else? If Thielen's in, I'm probably going to be playing Adam Thielen just because he's going to be the top option, right? He's going to be the number one target. Quentin Johnston's going to be, as of right now, Mike Williams and Keaton Allen are both healthy, okay? He's listed as the fourth wide receiver on the depth chart. Now, granted, take that for what it is. Right. I'm not super bullish on Quentin Johnston week one coming out the gates, But we talked about it at the start of the show. One of the games we want to target is that Chargers game. So I'm going to lean Adam Thielen. I don't like it because I just don't trust the usage with Quentin Johnson in week one.
Okay. If
here's the thing, you're going to know though, because the Carolina game is 1 o'clock. The Chargers game is 4:25. So you're going to know by 11:30 whether or not you need to plug in Quentin Johnson or not. So wait for the injury designation. And then make your decision from there.
But if Thielen plays, I'm playing Thielen. If you tuned in, because here's the thing, Josh Patterson, brand new listener. Please tune in the offseason. That's where we do the bulk of our great work is the offseason is on these rookies. I hated Quentin Johnston all process. I'm not going to say I don't love him. I just don't like him. You know, love's a strong word. I use it to some of these unmentionables out there in the world. You know, Quentin Johnston is not a love word for me. Not a big fan of him. I'm going Adam Thielen. Clip, Shaheed or Tank Dell this week. Oh, this is stinky,
Jesus
okay?
Christ,
the type of people that listen to this podcast are sharp people, okay? Tank Dell or Rashid Shaheed, I think it's Rahid
Shaheed.
Rashid, yeah.
Rashid Shaheed.
Yes, Tank
Dell. Traquan Smith is out. Yep, Smith is out. Play Shaheed.
Well, no, because John Mechie's out. Play Tank Dell. Come on. Yeah,
Clip, this is one of the nastier ones, but this is how you know we play in deep, deep leagues. Clip plays in a bunch of leagues with us. They get nasty. They get stinky. I'm playing Tank Dell, man. We talk about that drumbeat throughout the offseason. Tank Dell, he's small, but man, he's got a lot of punch. And he looks to be like CJ Stroud's number one target in that Houston offense. So
he's his roommate.
Yeah. This is what the drumbeat says, okay? I don't want to start any of these guys unless it's like you're starting three wide receivers and this is your third flex. That's the type of conversation we're having with these two players. I'm going to lean Tank Dell because I want to lean towards the opportunity share.
I'm leaning Tank Dell as well. Mike is leaning Shaheed. Now, this is what I love about doing something like this is you get about 30 minutes of us being sensible and then you're going to pick who you like the most. And then you'll go with whatever one they say. Be Ollie, Gibson, or P. Ryan here. I'm going to leave this one to Mike. Go ahead.
I'm playing P. Ryan.
I think he was going to say P. Ryan. I don't care. I don't care at all. I'm going to go with what Mike says. Mike says P. Ryan. He's been beating the P. Ryan drum. He went P. Ryan over some good guys in a draft, and I gave him hell for it. So we're going to go P. Ryan there. Jahan and Flex.
Look at the over-under. The over-under on that Denver game is 43.5.
Okay, P. Ryan, we're going P. Ryan. Yeah, I mean, if Judy's not going to be able to play very well, P. Ryan's probably going to be lining up in the out wide. You never know. Jahan in the flex if McLaurin doesn't play. I think McLaurin's his injury designation's gone, so he's playing. We are about to go through our flex plays. We'll let that go for a second. I like making you guys go deep. Yes, I'm a big fan of going deep. Flex Roshan or Downs? I'm not going Roshan in the flex. I just have no idea what it is. I'm going to wait that out. I'm going to go Downs there. It's deep. If you're having to make that discussion to Clip, which I love Clip. Clip's great. Then you got to shoot for upside there. B-Rob should get the lion's share. Washington should have this game won by half. Maybe a bold take. We like see patterns. He's already given us good takes here.
It's not it's not that bold. I mean, you look at this game, it's over under 38 points, and the implied team total for Arizona is 15.5 points. That's nasty.
Okay, right here. I'm with Matt on Godwin. Thank you. The guy who's covering Evans or Godwin this week was graded 200th in coverage last season. I love that, Brandon McBroom. Thank you for giving us that. Otten or Hayden Hurst? It's got to be Hurst.
Of course.
Yes. Damn okay. Clip. It's got to be Hurst. PPR, Breece Hall or Raheem Mostert. I'm going to go Mostert. Yep. We're going to go Mostert there. Agreed. Chargers game's going to be a shootout. Josh Patterson. Thank you. Again, love this guy. Jaden Reed for the sneaky, cheap, high potential ceiling play. Yes. Jaden Reed. Yes. Yes. We're going to go that. Dubs is
putting all the Jaden Reed comments up.
Hey, I'm a Jaden Reed guy, not a Quentin Johnston guy. They were all down the list, okay? Dubs is probably going to play, but I still love Jaden Reed. I actually love Musgrave for a sneaky one there. East Coast weather is going to be a factor. Okay, Dell. We got couples for Dell here. P. Ryan was yes. Wait, I have Marvin Mims. The rest are Damian Harris, Sterling Shepard, Jamal. No. So, okay. So this is for the previous comment, Shane. So she had, if we remember, she had Quentin Johnston, Thielen, or Marvin Mims. Now we go Marvin Mims here, right, Shane?
No, I'm going Thielen. No, Thielen above Marvin Mims. Okay, for me, well, it's Thielen, probably QJ, then Marvin Mims.
No, not order. At all for me. I like Mims. I'm going there. Talent. Jen, okay, if you want to listen to me, go Mims. You want to listen to these Neek and Poops here, you're going to go Adam Thielen, okay? That's how we're going to work that. Sam Howell or Anthony Richardson to start? Mike?
Sam Howell.
Right?
No.
Come on.
Guys.
It's got to be Sam Howell.
We just talked about how Washington is just going to be running down the ball. If Brian Robinson has a big game, it means Sam Howell is going to get you like 13 points. You got to go for the nuclear upside with Anthony Richardson. What are we talking about here, people?
Shane's getting crazy. Okay. I'll defer. I don't like it because I think Sam Howell's a great QB, and I think they might want to test how good Sam Howell could be out here. No. Brian Robinson may get 64 yards and a touchdown, maybe, but it could also be a 3-touchdown. Sam Howell comes out, breaks the slate week one. We don't know.
Okay, guys. Deion Jackson is going to be the starting running back in Indianapolis this week, okay? Yes, Deion Jackson had that one good game. Remember when JT was out, he had that one good game. Guess what? A. Rich is going to do what he does best. He's going to take over the game with the ball in his hands. Okay, it's not going to be passing the ball. What was his completion percentage? And I guess this maybe is like an argument against, but his completion percentage was what, like 33% in the preseason? Five. Not great. 35%. Okay, thank you, Matt.
Mike. The worst college completion like
but
ever.
But that's beautiful. That. It means he's going to freaking run the ball.
Howell has rushing upside too, says Brandon McBroom. But yes, hold on. Howell has rushing upside from college. He doesn't have that same upside in the pros. Not that he can't pull it out the bag, but he hasn't yet to the level that we know Anthony Richardson is going to. Anthony Richardson is definitely going to get 40 yards rushing in this game, like definitely. I can't guarantee Sam Howell does. So maybe you're right, Shane. Ugh. Okay, listen.
Here's the thing. Deion Jackson's big game last year was against Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh. So what does that mean, Mike? We're going Sam Howell? We're back on the Sam Howell train? Okay, listen. This one is for Mike just because I love Ashley here. Ben Skoranek smashes when Cup's out. But hey, Ashley, have you ever heard of Puka Nacua? This is a Puka Nacua game. Guaranteed Puka Nacua. Okay, and Jen just wanted to let you know when we answered her flex play, it was secretly against me. So shame on you, Jen.
Of course.
That's not what you're
Anthony
supposed to
Richardson.
Do.
Anthony, okay. Jen, look at me in the eyes. Anthony Richardson. And if he fails, well, then you got that over my head.
Then you're out. Then you're out.
Then I'm out.
Okay, we're going to play our rapid fire flex plays games. We got a couple. We're going to go one for one to end this podcast here. Thank you everybody for tuning in. DFS Army, what's the promo code, Shane?
NFL23. Get 15% off of our NFL packages.
Okay, Bialy, last one right here. Addison, Myers, or Dell. At that point, I'm probably going to have to go.
Mm-hmm. Let's get sick, baby. Let's get sick. No. Let's get excited. You know what I want.
Go ahead.
Let's go Addison, baby.
Yeah, you know, the problem with Addison that I have is that I still don't really know yet how it's going to work. I'll wait week one out. But that means I'm against Myers, who's probably the answer here. Myers is probably the answer here because Davante Adams is – oh, wait, Jacoby Myers is on – yeah, the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I'm not wrong, right?
Okay, so this is why we're not taking Matt's advice on Jacoby Myers, okay?
I forgot. There's
listen, as an unfortunate Patriots fan, I know that Jacoby Myers has next to no upside, okay, Bali? When our flex plays, we talk about that electric upside. I'm going to go Jordan Addison, man. The player that, frankly, the Chargers should have drafted, not Quentin Johnson. Jordan Addison, he's my guy. Let's go.
Okay, Jacoby Myers is on the Raiders. I was right. But Davante Adams has a shadow matchup against Patrick Surtain. Okay? So I'm probably going to go Myers for this three right here. So anyway, Josh Patterson signing out. Thank you. Appreciate you. We'll see you next time. Real quick and savvy. I haven't seen a comment, but so thanks for joining us. James Cook or Jamal Williams PPR. probably going Jamal Williams just because I can't figure out if James Cook's going to help or not help me until Monday night. So I might go with that early one. Does everybody else agree?
Reluctantly, yes, I do.
Okay, okay. So there it is. Our flex play, Shay, number one to end this thing out. Rapid fire.
Oh, man. See, I'm going to take some because we actually talked about a few of these players. I actually don't mind James Cook in the flex play. Prefer Jamal Williams, but I don't mind James Cook.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind James Cook either, but I'm just saying I think we got to go Jamal Williams here. It's going to be nice. They could be on the goal line a couple times. That's his specialty. I like Jamal Williams right there. Just for,
no, I'm just saying first rapid flex play, Matt, is James Cook.
Oh, God. You can't do that right there, okay?
I confuse you.
You had to wait. You had to wait like that, okay? Shane's got James Cook in the flex. Mike, or Shane, do you want to comment on why real quickly?
Listen, he was a player that I was super high on last year. Mike, of course, with his Weplick and takes, wasn't as high on James Cook. But again, writing on the walls that he's going to be the lead back finally over, you know, Devin Singletary is long gone. Damien Harris is there, but we still like James Cook's talent. And more importantly, we like his usage in the passing game. He's a pretty proficient pass catcher. So I'm going to bank on that pass catching upside. And listen, I don't know, for whatever reason, the drumbeat with the Buffalo Bills this year has been very, very negative, right? Last year, they were a Super Bowl favorites. Obviously, that didn't happen. It was a bit of a disappointing season. There's been a bit of a dysfunction with Stephon Diggs, but I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be good this year, okay? They, as far as I'm concerned, are still the best team in the AFC East until they're not. James Cook's going to be a big part of that. We saw the usage with Devin Singletary last year. That's going to be the James Cook role this year. Give him 3 or 4 receptions in a passing game. Possibility for a touchdown. Great flex play.
Yeah, great
flex play. And the hammer, man. That's the big part. I love those late game hammers.
The Monday night hammer. That's what they call me. Mike Dickinson, what is it, my friend? First flex play. Flex on him.
Jahan Dotson. I know that McLaurin is off the injury report. His cutting ability is going to be limited by that turf toe. He could just be out there because he's a decoy. I think that Dotson's going to get fed. You saw Dotson put up numbers at the end of the season last year when Sam Howell came in and took over for Carson Wentz. You drafted him as he was going as wide receiver 37 by the time all was said and done. So he was drafted outside your top 3 wide receivers. I love him. He's going to get volume. He's going to get touches, and he's got touchdown upside.
Mike is so good at this. I swear.
He's so good.
He is so good at this. My first flex play on the week is Zach Charbonnet. Now, this is where my correlation to the Thursday night game really comes to fruition here. If you stayed through the entire podcast, I talked about Isaiah Pacheco's stat line, and I just think that that is going to be very similar to a Kenneth Walker. The money this week in DFS is on the under on Kenneth Walker's rushing yards at 62.5, I believe, or at least it was a couple days ago. 62.5, a lot of people had favored the under on Kenneth Walker. I would probably tend to agree with that only because I just saw a number one running back come out to play who wasn't playing a lot in the preseason. Just getting back to practice, getting out there, getting some work, but they were mixing in a lot of CEH, and nobody's talking about that. Now, is that because they really
Pause. Okay. This is a rapid fire flex plays, and somehow Zach Charbonnet goes into this entire tangent about talking about the Kansas City backfield.
Yeah.
We're talking rapid fire, Matt. Let's go.
It makes sense. All I'm saying is you have a running back or RB heavy Seattle Seahawks that don't deviate from the plan versus Pacheco where they do deviate from the plan. That's why you saw a lot of CEH. You're going to see a lot of Charbonnet just because the Seahawks do. Running back heavy, it doesn't matter if it was Kenneth Walker all preseason. But the fact is Kenneth Walker hasn't been there all preseason, has had a little bit of an injury. Now, he comes into a week without an injury designation, but I just can't see it. I think Charbonnet gets in the end zone. Shane, number two.
All right, let's talk about my second flex play here. And this one was kind of tough, but I believe in the Cleveland Browns this year. I think that Deshaun Watson is going to have a decent year. And our boy, he's electric. He's sexy. I like Elijah Moore this week as a deep flex.
Elijah Moore? Okay, Elijah Moore, nice. Not much of a comments on it. He just says, hey, play him. That a lot of sharps are saying that too. We agree.
Yeah.
Mike?
On the Elijah Moore thing, Cincinnati slot corner stinks. Oh. So there you go. There you go. And my second one is related to the ability or lack thereof of cornerbacks. So when you look at the Minnesota-Tampa Bay game, Tampa Bay's strength in the secondary is on the perimeter. Addison, Jefferson on the outside. That means that KJ Osborne is going to be free to run across the middle. I like KJ Osborne as a gross, gross, gross flex play.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Yeah.
I was waiting for him to hit me with that, but that was great. KJ Osborne, nice. Okay, I think this is our last flex play, unless somebody else has one. But the guy that we are not talking about and the guy that's in the highest over-under with the actual depth chart, wide receiver 3, Josh Palmer. He is somebody who, just like the weak ones in the Lions, I'm doing this again, right? Reynolds got 80 yards, the highest yardage total of the Lions. Palmer could have a breakout game. I mean, everybody's talking about Keenan Allen. Everybody's talking about Mike Williams. Everybody's talking about Quentin Johnston, but not Josh Palmer. I say, hey, if you need something, throw it out there. A stinky league, throw it out there. Shane, let's take us home.
Let's take us home. My God, this is listen. It's like, would you rather burn out would you rather fade out or burn away? This is like a fade out with a Josh Palmer take. I just think it's disgusting and nasty. But I will say, DFSArmy.com, not disgusting, not nasty. We are winning people real life money. Go check it out, guys. Go check it out. Use code NFL23 and you're going to get 15% off of our core NFL packages. People are winning money. We talked about it for those who just are joining in. We had one of our members take down the showdown matchup on the Thursday night game. They split the $1 million, but, you know, came home with a clean 105K. It's happening. And listen, we don't just do NFL, okay? There are other sports that we handle, PGA, NASCAR, MMA, esports, tennis. If you are a degen like us, DFSArmy.com is the site for you. And listen, go have some fun tomorrow, right? Let's just go. Let's watch some football. It's back. We got a lot of fantastic matchups for Matt, for Mike. I'm Flex Shane, and we are the DFS Army Fantasy Football Show. Go crush souls in week 1.